1071 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's that time again. It's a brand new year and time for our Queer Book of the Month selection for January with Stratford Pride Community Center and Stratford Pride Guide. Joining us on the phone lines with Stratford Public Library is Emma Brommer. Emma, good morning and Happy New Year.
Morning, Jamie. Happy New Year.
My goodness. It is that time again for our Queer Book of the Month selection. And Emma, what have you selected for us this month?
This month, we are reviewing The Late Americans by Brandon Taylor.
All right. So that's our Queer Book of the Month selection. And can you tell us about this book? I know you've got a review, so Emma, take it away.
Yeah. Tenderly told between the pages of The Late Americans are the stories of a loosely connected group of Iowa City friends and lovers. The large, complex cast of graduate students, academics, and townies includes poets, artists, dancers, landlords, kitchen staff, and meatpacking workers. Their relationships, both with themselves and others, are touched by their deeply intimate experiences with class and race. A companion to anyone who's found their life and relationships at a crossroads, Americans digs into its characters' feelings of alienation, precarity, belonging, and loss. A character-driven work for lovers of contemporary literary fiction, Americans is a fitting next read for fans of a good campus novel. If you enjoyed Sally Rooney's Beautiful World, Where Are You?, or Hanya Yagahara's A Little Life, check out this latest feat of Booker Prize finalist Brandon Taylor, which is adorned with gorgeous prose and evocative character study.
Okay, the book is called The Late Americans by Brandon Taylor. And Emma, I like how it spotlights or features graduate students, academics, and townies, including poets, artists, dancers, landlords, kitchen staff, meatpacking workers, reflective of that sort of small to mid-sized town that, I think we can relate to.
Yeah, for sure, in Stratford.
And what did you think of the book?
I found that it's nice to see a lot of different perspectives in a book. I usually stick to one character, but it's kind of nice to float around and see what everyone in this college town is up to. It's a lot of fun.
So it's called The Late Americans, and just researching this book, it's gotten some stellar reviews. The New York Times saying exquisitely sensitive with flashes of beauty, a delicious read, that's from NPR, and startlingly original, that's from the Wall Street Journal. So some big reviews right there. Very popular author.
Yeah, it's a good one to check out, and he's definitely an author to keep your eye on. He writes some pretty good stuff from what I've heard.
All right, well, we'll keep an eye on this book as our January Queer Book of the Month selection, and Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library. How can we pick up the book, Emma?
So you can place a hold at stlibrary.ca or through our bibliocommons, stl.bibliocommons.com.
All right, and more special events happening for the month of January. Something unique that's happening for starting Thursday, January 18th. Emma, what's happening?
Yeah, so we're having a home decor drop and swap, similar to our book drop and swap or our puzzle drop and swap. So you can join our sustainability effort to keep unwanted items out of our landfill. Drop it off at STL and swap it for something you may treasure. Feel free to shop, no money exchanged at all, or no dropping necessary to pick something up.
What another great idea with Stratford Public Library. As you mentioned, we're familiar with sort of the book swaps, if you will, but this is drop and swap featuring home decor. So are you looking for particular home decor items or something small or manageable? What do you think?
You can check out the details on our website for that.
All right. So again, all the details again with splibrary.ca for the drop and swap home decor. What a great idea again with Stratford Public Library. And we've got a big week coming up at the end of the month, Emma.
Yeah, so it's Family Literacy Week, January 22nd to 27th. You can celebrate 25 years of Family Literacy Day with the library. We're going to be learning together as families and having a party. We're so excited that we'll be partying all week long. The possibilities for learning are endless, and it's fun when you do it together. You can find details about that on the website as well.
And that's terrific. Celebrating 25 years of family literacy by having a party. I like that. Let's have a party. Sounds good with Stratford Public Library. Emma Brommer. Emma, anything else on the go or just check out what's happening at the library?
Just check out what's happening at the library. Lots of fun weekly stuff too.
You bet. Emma Brommer with our Queer Book of the Month selection for January, courtesy also with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. And they've got more events coming up, including Winter Pride. That's on the way in February. So lots happening. Emma Brommer with Stratford Public Library. Thanks so much for your time, Emma. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jamie.